Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's go live to Sri Lanka, where they're dealing with the fallout from a massive terror attack. Nearly 300 people killed. It's where we find James Longman. James, so what new information do we have this morning?
Well, basically, after the initial rush to secure these areas that have been hit, six parts of Sri Lanka, talking about three churches and three international hotels, after security services ran in, now we're getting a sense that they are discovering more and more unexploded devices. Where I am now is right in front of St. Anthony's Church, which is where one of those bombs hit. Over 20 people were killed here. And we were right up close to the building. Slowly but surely, the police are pushing us back, and the atmosphere has turned very, very tense. There was panic and fear, and now it's just this quiet expectation that we might hear more bombs going off as police find booby-trapped vehicles. Because about 150 yards away from where I'm standing now, about an hour ago, a massive explosion went off. Everyone here terrified. Some of the buildings around me shattered. No one had been told, but a van with gas and other kind of explosives, it was a laden booby-trap van, right close to the church, that was found by security services, and they detonated it. So now I think that the fear is that there are more of these vans, possibly IEDs, in different parts of not just Colombo, where I am now in the capital, but in other parts of Sri Lanka, because, of course, these terror attacks were simultaneous, and they hit not just this city, but the other side of the country as well. So I think at the moment, basically, it's confusion and fear and expectation that this isn't really over.
And there are a number of suspects in custody, but James, are there concerns too that additional members of this group are still at large?
Well, yeah, there must be. I mean, the group that the government is saying is responsible is one called National Tawhid Jamaha, NTJ for short. No one had really heard of it. It's a local jihadi group here. They have been responsible for violence in this country previously, but mostly just defacing Christian statues and shrines and the like. But the government here says they must have had help from outside of the country. There must have been help from an international terror network, because such was the level of sophistication here. We're talking about four bombs that went off almost exactly the same time, two more that went off within 15 minutes of each other. And by the end of the day, eight attacks had taken place. So this could be a lot bigger than just a local group. They've arrested dozens of people, most recently a driver they think helped transport some of these attackers to their various locations. But I think this has taken everyone by surprise so much, so that's why we're seeing so many people being arrested. But the authorities are basically just doing mass arrests because they're not sure where to look.
All right, James, we appreciate the update. That's James Longman joining us live from Sri Lanka.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!